I see. Well, you're way beyond me. The radio I'm talking on to you with, I had to remove a resistor to get it to do cross-band repeat, but that's about the extent of my electronic soldering projects. I'm good at wiring. I can solder wire now. But then again, you know, hey, if it doesn't go well, yeah, $16, no big deal. NALJN.
Maybe it only. That's the concept. It's, you're not going to be out much if it don't work, and you only do one of them. And I got jeweler's loops, stereo and monaural, like a work loops for grafting honeybee eggs for making queen cells. So it's not like I'll have a problem being able to see it, but I shake a little bit. But I am going blind. Slowly but surely I'm going blind, but with those loops I'll be able to see it right down to microscopic level, and then I'll just sharpen an iron up and run a, you know, temp controlled iron, or Gary's got a hot air iron. But yeah, me and Scott haven't figured out which mod we're going to do, but they're like $10 to $15 for the mod. You can watch videos on them, but gladly have you along for that ride for sure.
Ah, yes, there's so much to this hobby and service that we could be doing. I've got boxes of projects in the radio room that I need to finish up, so I need to focus on that. But boy, that's a very interesting mod you're doing there. Wish you luck on that. And that's very nice of you to introduce these people to these kinds of capabilities. Pretty cool. All mode on a handheld. NALJN.